We are talking about the 7 Spiritual Laws of Success, a practical guide to the fulfillment of your dreams by Deepak Chopra. Let's begin with the law of pure potentiality, which is that the field of all possibilities is available to us when we are fully conscious and connected to our true selves. Unfortunately, most people are not connected to themselves. Instead, they are more concerned with what's outside of themselves and use outside sources such as other people, material possessions, and circumstances as a measure of their own self-worth. Chopra calls this object referral. Object referral's power comes from the ego. It's fear-based and very fragile because sources outside of your control can shatter it. Let's say you have a great job and it makes you feel powerful, but then you get laid off. Now you lose your job and your source of power, which makes you question your own self-worth. This is also very common when relationships come to an end. People feel like they lost a part of their identity and their value. But we can train ourselves to choose self-referral over object referral. Self-referral is when you become your own internal reference point. You don't look to outside sources to measure your worth or give you acceptance and approval because you give it to yourself. To start shifting from object referral to self-referral, we must first recognize where we are seeking acceptance and approval from, outside in or inside out. Strengthen your connection with yourself by meditating and journaling daily. The next 2 laws we are talking about are founded on the same principle of cause and effect. The law of giving says give that which you seek, and the law of karma says what you give, you get. Whether you believe in karma or not, it's basically living your life by the golden rule. Treat others as you want to be treated, which we can all agree is positive. By all means, if you want people to gossip about you, well then gossip about them. But if you would rather, you can choose to give people gifts with your attention and kindness. These 2 laws help us realize that everything we do is a choice and every choice we make has a consequence. Start thinking through your choices. Think before you act by asking yourself, what is the consequence of this action and how will it affect others? The law of least effort is next. Chopra tells us that attention to the ego consumes the greatest amount of our energy. So when we are in an object referral state and seeking outside acceptance and approval, our thoughts and our actions are all in anticipation of the outside world's response to us. And this drains us of all of our energy. For example, we've all sent a text message and not received a response, and then spent the next several hours or even days worrying and wondering why the other person didn't respond to us. We are wasting our energy and resources on trying to maintain our own self-importance, as if a text message can take that away. Now, the law of detachment will help you practice the law of least effort, so let's move on to that. The law of detachment is the detachment from a needed outcome or result. When you are attached to having things go a certain way, such as receiving a response to your text, and then they don't go that way, you become upset and you try and fight with the reality. For example, you left for work with enough time to be 10 minutes early, but because of an accident, you're now going to be 15 minutes late. You have a choice. You can fight reality and think, I should be on time, and you're going to be stressed out and miserable. When you get to work, you're going to be flustered and less productive. Or instead, you can choose to accept the fact that you're going to be late and that it's outside of your control, and you can listen to your favorite music and just have a relaxing car ride to work. The law of detachment doesn't give you the green light to be irresponsible, but rather recognize that fighting situations and people outside of your control doesn't change them. It changes your attitude for the worse. Detachment is accepting life as it happens and taking responsibility by focusing your attention the only place you can control, which is yourself and your reactions to the outside world. The law of intention and desire is next, and it doesn't contradict the law of detachment, but rather works alongside of it. See, each day you create your future based on the choices you make today. Therefore, you need to have a clear intention and desire for your future, but without fighting the reality of today. Tony Robbins says, "Life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you." See, Our opportunities come wrapped up in the unexpected moments of our lives, so we want to maintain a clear intention and desire for our future while simultaneously being present in the moment, prepared for the uncertainty of life, and therefore detached when it comes to how our life unfolds, knowing that it's happening for you, not to you. Chopra sums it up by saying, your intent is for the future, but your attention is in the present. The last law is a law of dharma, or purpose in life. Chopra and nearly all other great teachers believe that each and every person has a purpose for their life, and that purpose is related to their unique talents and interests. Take inventory of yourself. Write out your talents, interests, passions, and desires. Now, how could you use those to help other people? That is your dharma. Chopra asks us a question to help us determine your purpose in life, and that's exactly what's on the actualization worksheet. So check it out for more. Now, this is a very amazing book, and it's a quick read as well. What I particularly like is that every chapter he gives you ends with ways to apply each law to your life. So let's end with a quote, and remember to do the actualization worksheet and check out this book. Every single problem that you have in your life is a seed of an opportunity for some greater benefit. Deepak Chopra. Thank you for joining me, and you make it a great day.